Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
He wants you to relax. They're starting over. Come on, Jet fans. Don't be so upset. Eight-year-old kid. Everything's going to be okay with Zach Wilson. Because the history of the Jets making decisions with head coaches and quarterbacks has been so good that you know this one is going to work out. Today's going to be a five-pound day for me, by the way, Boomer, just so you know.
All right.
So when I come in tomorrow, I'm going to be a little bloated. I'm going to have to use that face roller thing. You remember that face roller thing you gave me?
Yeah, yeah. It takes the puffiness from underneath your eyes.
Yeah, so I'll put that in your fridge, and then I'll try to roll the fat out of my face tomorrow. But this tournament here, every hole has food. There's like a zeppoli hole, and a cannoli hole, and a pasta and pizza hole, and a cheeseburger hole, and an oyster hole. So this is a five-pound day. Easy for me. So just so you know, tomorrow is going to be a lot of me, like, burping and a lot of gas. And I may be, a little more greasy than normal. I like to sweat out my fat the next day. And also, it's going to be at least 4, 5, 6, 7 Casamigos involved. So just so you know what version of me you're going to get, I'm just going to give you a little bit of a warning for tomorrow. Okay?
All right, I'm here for you, Biggs. Don't worry about it. I want you to have a good time. I want you to celebrate today after what happened last night for you. So it's a big, like, 48-hour period for you.
It is, very much so. Well, let's go to Artie in Brooklyn. He's going to scream and yell. What's up, Artie? Good morning, man.
You guys know me so well. What's going on, man?
All right, Artie, I'm going to try to talk you off the cliff, man. So come on, Artie. You love your team. I know you do. I know you love your team.
I'm absolutely with you. Calm down. The guy could – if you just watch him during preseason, watch him throw the ball.
Yep.
This kid's going to be good.
Yep.
You know, all right, he made four picks. You know, who led the league in interceptions? Peyton Manning. Calm down. And the thing that kills me too, all right? Look, if you had the misery of gays and stuff like that, and they're questioning already. I mean, just give it a couple of years.
Right.
Go nuts.
That's exactly right, Artie.
The worst thing about being a Jet fan, okay, is I'm in a survival pool and I'm in a fantasy pool. I can't bet against the Jets.
You have to, Artie. No. Artie, listen, man. I have strong feelings about this. This is why I end up doing so well in these pools every year, because there's so many guys like you that cannot bet against their team or pick against their team, and the Jets and Giants suck so bad every year, and you got all these Jet and Giant fans around here that don't want to take the other team in a knockout pool. Artie, be smart. It has nothing to do with your fandom. You're still going to root for the Jets, and it gives you a little consolation prize at the end of it when the Jets end up losing, and then you move on in the pool.
The other thing, I got kicked out of the fantasy because my number one pick, McCaffrey, I didn't start him the first week against
Artie, just don't even play. If you're not starting Christian McCaffrey because he's playing, just get out of the league. Come on. Just flush your money down the toilet.
They kicked me out. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right, Artie. See, man, hopefully you're starting Christian McCaffrey tonight. That's for sure. I mean, you better. I mean,
well, everybody starts Christian McCaffrey. He's the number one overall pick. If you're not starting him, you're a complete bonehead.
So I love Artie because Artie is basically, he's a screamer and a yeller. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when the team, he thinks the team should be good, you know, he's not afraid to tell you. But I also appreciate what he just said, that he's with me, that he understands that it's going to take time. And if you do watch Zach Wilson play football and you watch him closely, you could see that the kid has what it takes. He just has to learn not to be or try to be a hero. And again, like I went back and watched that tape again, and Mike LaFleur did everything in his power to help protect Zach Wilson, and then Zach Wilson just made a couple really bad decisions. And he's got to learn, like they all do, that you have to protect the football. It's the most important thing. Just like Daniel Jones. We've gone through this with Daniel Jones now for 2 years.
Yeah, no, I know. But, I mean, I do think, though, that a Jet fan who has had it with the losing, I can still understand that person. And I do think that even the one that's screaming and going, I can't believe that I'm still watching bad football, knows that this new regime is going to take some time and understands that they weren't going to go to the playoffs this year, but they're still just tired of it because of the cumulative effect. So, I mean, I can't sit here and tell a Jet fan not to be frustrated with the fact that their football team has been so bad, because it's one bad coach after another. I mean, but we don't know about Saleh. We don't know about Wilson right now, but everybody's worried because everybody that comes through here ends up getting kicked out in a year or two.
Now, they haven't played against great quarterbacks just yet. They played against Sam, and they played against Mac Jones. Their defense has played reasonably well, surprisingly well, let's put it that way. Their running game has been good. I like their running backs. And, you know, they ran hard last week, and they had success running the ball against the Patriots. So, I mean, there's parts of the team that look pretty good, and then there's the young man who's the most important key, and he's just got to learn about his decision-making. Let's go to Kevin in Pearl River. Kevin, what's happening?
Hey.
Kevin, you there?
Three.
Yeah, he's gone.
Two, one, he's gone.
No, that's the end of that. He was saying compare the Jets to building a house. So the foundation is there, and then Rob Saleh's pouring the concrete into the foundation, and then the lumber, the overpriced lumber, like C.J. Mosley, goes up, and you hope that the lumber doesn't quit. And then you end up putting the siding up and everything else. I mean, I've been watching this house go up next to me, so I know all about what's going on over there.
Are they
going to
get a fridge and a stove?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know, it's funny. The people in Sable, they got lots of opinions. Lots of opinions on the house that's going up next to me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Well, what do you mean? Good opinions or bad opinions?
A little of both. A little of both.
What do you think? It's your neighbor.
Is it
one of these wacky, like, real modern homes?
No. No, it's not a wacky, real modern home. But someone was mad at me because they thought that I built that house there. Like, I bought my house, and then I sold the property to put that other house there. So an old lady was yelling at me in the street the other day, and I told her, I said, I didn't do that. I bought this house that was never my property. She goes, you came into the neighborhood, and you put a house right next to your house, and it's huge, and it's ridiculous. I said, hey, it's not my fault, lady.
Is your property value going down or something?
No, it's not going down at all. I think it's actually going up because there's another really nice house that's being built there.
And you're good with it? So do you like the new house going up next to you?
It's okay. It's fine. I don't know. I'm going to put some arborvitae, some green giants up, and we're going to call it a day. You know, it's there. What am I supposed to do? I knew it was going up. I got the plans on the house.
Right.
I saw everything. Before I bought my house, I knew exactly what this thing was going to look like and where it was going to go. So it's not like it was some sort of surprise, but... what are you going to do?
Well, the thing about it is, this is like the side of your house. It's going up against the side of your house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Because you have like a weird, like, you face the street. So this is like to the, if I'm facing your house, it's to your right.
Right. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, so is it at the same level as your house or is back a little bit?
Has to be the same level, man. Has to be. It's because all the rules and the setbacks and everything, it can't be farther or back. Listen, there's a lot of rules. A lot of rules with the town and everything
else. I know about Long Island rules.
For sure. I'm sure it's even crazier in Manhasset and Plandome. But people try to get me to say stuff about it, I think. They'll be like, hey, so what do you think of their doors? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on the doors. Oh, okay. So the siding's going up on the house next to you. What do you think?
Well, what kind of siding is it? Is it like cedar shake siding? Is it aluminum siding? Is it shingles?
Yeah, it's shingles.
Are they natural? Or are they painted? Or are they stained?
I think they're painted.
They're painted. Yeah. What color is the paint?
It's like a very light gray.
Oh, so it's a very nice house. It's going to be look like a traditional Long Island house.
It's gonna be beautiful. Everything is fine. I just did a lot
You're
of
people. You're not putting up a PVC fence between your yards, are you? Are you?
If they are, I'm moving back to Bellport.
What no you should PVC do, you should go over the guy and say, look, let's not put up a PVC fence. Let's put up deer fencing, and let's put up some shrubs in between the deer fencing, and you got to have the air blowing through the deer fencing so the shrubs don't die. And that's the way you do it. That's the way you keep, you know, your dogs in, you keep your kids in, and then you also have nice greenery that separate your property.
Well, exactly. Listen, it's going to be top-notch. It's going to be great. Once everything's done over there, it's going to look awesome. It's the best. It's the friendliest neighborhood in America.
Good. I like it. I like it. Yeah. You just don't want an 8-foot PVC solid fence running, 100 feet along your property line.
Hell no, man. Hell no.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's the morning show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I was going to gift something to all you guys. You know, a nice little trip up to Mohegan Sun, where we're all going to go and see Tyler Henry. So he could help us talk to our dead relatives.
I think I'm going to see Nikki Glaser. You can go see Tyler Henry.
You don't want to go try to talk to your dead relatives, Jerry?
Sure, because that's real.
What do you mean? This guy, this is what he does. People buy tickets.
I hope
and
it
then,
works.
And then they sit in the audience, and then he is the medium between you and your dead relative.
Cool. Anybody that believes that, take your head out of your ass or the sand.
Oh, boy. I have to say that, you know, every now and again, I feel like a relative's with me when a butterfly lands on my shoulder.
All right.
You know, Jerry?
Yeah, no, I yeah, guess.
No,
I
yeah, mean, that whole thing is.
Right. You see a bird in the sky or something, right. or a cat, and you
yes.
think, oh, man, that's
a message.
Him.
It's yeah. a message from above.
Yeah. It's a message right. from above. Thankfully, my calendar's coming out tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
so
a bird, you moron.
Jerry, it's more than a bird, Jerry.
Jerry, yeah. When you pass, what animal will you come back as for the rest of us that we would see this bird or animal and say, there's Jerry?
A rhinoceros.
Oh, really?
Imagine seeing a rhinoceros in Bradley Beach, New Jersey. Be like, that's definitely Jerry. We don't have rhinoceros.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
A rhinoceros or a puma. That's fun.
Yeah.
Maybe a beaver.
The beaver.
How about a beaver? Yeah.
Beaver.
Now that you're a Hare Krishna.
Did you do that yesterday?
No, my beads came in, but it was my, you know, I wanted dinner for
Hare
my
Krishna.
Birthday.
All right, so Hare Krishna, when you're doing that, do you believe in now reincarnation?
No, I'm doing it for, I don't know the full beliefs of the Hare Krishna. I'm not there yet.
Like how he says that, the Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I'm doing it for the meditative reasons, but who knows once I get involved.
I will say, and I don't believe really in anything, Al and I saw that Netflix documentary with the reincarnation where the little kids thought they were like fighter pilots from previous world wars. That was freaky, I got to say. As much of a skeptic as I am, watching like a four-year-old kid be like, yeah, I was shot down in Korea. You're like, what? Like, and then like knows everything about somebody else's life. That was a little freaky.
See, when I think about animals and you guys coming back as animals, I could see Al coming back as like a howler monkey.
Okay.
I could see you coming back as an overfed turtle.
Turtles don't get fat, man.
Yeah, they do.
I thought you'd go more like overfed sloth.
No, I think turtle.
Okay.
It's kind of meandering your way through life.
Burying my eggs in the sand.
Drunk and stupid. Yeah. There's no way to go through life there.
Turtles get drunk? Okay. All right. And Jerry is going to be a puma. What about Eddie? Eddie's going to be like a donkey, I would feel like, with like a mane.
No. I kind of see Eddie coming back maybe as one of those buffalo.
Buffalo?
You ever see one of those big buffaloes that the bison, like a bison.
A bison out west somewhere?
Yeah. Like a Colorado bison, you know.
Home on the range.
Meandering in the plains and doing his thing.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm a bison meandering the plains. Excuse me. Will you just let me meander the plains, please, as a bison and get off my back? Thank you very much. Okay, Jerry is here with an update. What's going on, Jerry?
We are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. We're also brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And last night, the Yankees complete the sweep of the Rangers.
The 2-0, Sanchez swings and hits one to deep center. Peter's back on the track. He's at the wall. She's gone. Monument Park.
Wow.
Wow.
The Kraken cracks one all the way to Monument Park, and the Yankees have blown open the game.
Yeah, they sure did. That made it 7-3, 7-3, the final score. John Sterling with the call on the fan. Monster home run there by Gary Sanchez. Gary is scary. Gleyber Torres, the go-ahead RBI double in the eighth as well. And the Yanks moved to 86-67 with the win. Gleyber Torres, as I mentioned, the big hit. Nice to see him in the mix, Aaron Boone.
We need him to play at a high level. And it's good to see him come up with a huge hit and just great situational hitting there.
And so now.
All right, so they beat a Triple-A team. Now they get to play the real Major League Baseball teams. And this is where, you know, your $300 million player has got to come through for you.
Red Two Sox, Blue Jays, Rays to finish out the regular
real
season.
Real baseball teams.
Yeah, I would say so. Real baseball teams for sure. Oh, they got Kiner Falefa, though.
Yeah.
He's on the Rangers.
Yep.
Do like him.
Right.
Here is Corey Kluber. He made the start last night. He looks ahead to what's going to transpire this week in Boston.
Yeah, I think it'll be intense. I think it'll be a lot of fun. These types of games, these atmospheres that we're going to be in coming up for the next nine, those are exciting. Those are what we all want the opportunity to play in.
Yep, October baseball at Fenway Park, no doubt about it. Now, we mentioned the fact that they're in playoff position because the Blue Jays lose to the Rays 7-1 and because they stay two games behind the Red Sox as they just knocked around the Mets.
1-2 pitch, swinging a liner toward third, pass VR, it's fair down the line, it bounces all the way to the corner. Renfro scores. Iglesias on his way to third. He'll be held there.
Yeah, short one, Eddie, there. Yes, that was Kike Hernandez with the RBI double. Part of a 12-5 Red Sox win as they continue to wear those city uniforms, those yellow uniforms. Certainly a different look. Up next for the Mets, Milwaukee. Good luck. Boston scored two in the first, four more in the second. They were off and running. All came off of Taiwan Walker there in the first two innings. Pete Alonso was 35th home run of the year in the loss. Now, Francisco Lindor did speak before the game, played one or two clips last hour. Here's another where he acknowledges he has not accomplished what he set out to do this season.
I came here to win. It sucks that we're not in that position where we are in first place. You know? That sucks for sure.
Yep, he does have his average up to 232, which doesn't sound like much, but from where he was, he actually done a little bit better, but it's way too late.
You know, when you look at the Mets schedule, that 13-game little run between the Dodgers and the Giants is where everything came off the rails.
Sunk their season. No, and listen, in the last couple weeks, because they've had opportunities, actually, to save it, and they have not.
Well, they were 2-11 in that 13-game run. And, you know, it was like leading into that run, they weren't playing great, and then they just
But they take two out of three from the Yankees. They had a chance.
Yeah, but they got wiped out in those 13 games. They were so far away from how good those other teams are.
Blew it. Here was Lindor being asked about Baez.
Do you see Javi fitting into those plans in the future?
Of course.
And have you talked to any Steve Cohens, Eddie Alderson, about that potentially happening and keeping him here?
No, we haven't really talked. I know Javi does fit in what we're trying to accomplish here.
And he's said he's his boy as well. So we shall see what happens in the offseason.
Do you guys think that Steve Cohen acts swiftly here at the end of the season? Season's over. This one's gone.
Good question.
That one's gone.
I don't know.
Well, obviously we know that Sandy is staying. So who else are you firing? I mean, Zach Scott, we don't expect to be around, maybe in a different role. But so firing Luis Rojas essentially is the only one you can act swiftly on. And there's other guys, you know, I mean, until you hire a VP of baseball operations and a general manager, you're not going to make any roster moves. So really the only guy that you can act swiftly on is Luis Rojas.
And,
right?
And what's happening with Robinson Cano?
Come back as a DH next year.
Yeah, that would be the only spot for him.
Could definitely
and hopefully
see that.
Hopefully he's back on the juice, because that's the only time he can hit is when he's on the
hopefully
juice.
Hopefully he's back on the juice. Great. And then that also goes back. His salary now comes back onto the ledger.
Yeah.
Obviously,
get him on
the
juice.
He was not playing, getting paid this year because of the suspension. Now his salary's back in the mix.
Got to have it.
That's right.
So you're going to add Javi Baez to that mix?
Might have
in
it.
Mix,
that salary.
Boston, by the way, has won 7 straight games.
Yeah.
Which pales in comparison to the Cardinals. They've won 11 straight. They beat the Brewers 10-2. So Milwaukee will be primed and ready for the Mets. Tonight, week 3 in the NFL opens up. Panthers and Texans will have it for you on The Fan. Giants play the Falcons Sunday. Here was Joe Judge asked about Saquon Barkley. Now, Barkley didn't carry for a lot of yards against Washington, but he did have that 141-yard run. So Judge was asked if Barkley, you know, looked like the back that he had prior to the injury.
Yeah, I don't think sitting here trying to compare someone to what they were in the past is really ever, you know, the objective of us as a coaching staff. I think it's a positive for the team, knowing that he can make explosive runs for us.
Right, so.
You know what I want to say from Saquon? I want to see Saquon put his shoulder down and, you know.
And run over somebody.
And when the hole's not there, he's got to just go in there and he's just got to.
Get up in there.
Yeah, thank you very much. That's exactly what he's got to do. He's got to get up in there.
Jets face the Broncos Sunday afternoon at 4:05. Robert Saleh dealing with his mom. She's got opinions on what the wide receivers can do better. He says, I get it, part of the job.
I'm not afraid to absorb all the information because you never know what you might find. So it's all of it's worth something.
And you know, I was going to play the audio of the film review, but the cold water fire out, done.
No,
we
you
move
can
on.
Play it. That's
so
fine.
Bucks wide receiver Antonio Antonio Brown tested positive for COVID. Now there is a chance he could play Sunday against the Rams. He needs 2 negative tests because he is vaccinated. They have to come right within a 24-hour period, I believe. So not likely, but it's possible. Here was Rob Gronkowski. So this became a story the other day. Gronk said
Gronk's like, what's COVID?
Well, that. And he also said he never watches film that Tom Brady gets him through. So he set the record straight on what exactly he does.
I actually watch tons of film. You know, an overload of film.
Yeah, he said, believe me, I'm
so he was lying then with Peyton Manning and Eli Manning. Because the way he said it, you actually took it seriously.
Well, but that was his issue.
I kind of still think he was telling the truth with Peyton and Eli Manning. I think.
Probably blame Nelson over there. He asked me 8 times to go on the show. I told him it's not a good idea to put me on the show with the Peytons, with the Mannings.
They
always get me joking around. You know, they always get me in that type of silly atmosphere, and that's what happened.
Now, I didn't see it. Thought he was really being serious.
Yeah, I thought he was pretty serious about it. Yeah, I don't watch film, you know. Tom tells you what to do, and I do it.
Well, the question was from Eli. Eli said, what do you look for when you watch film? So it was a very easy question to answer. And he goes, I don't watch film. I said, the only time, and he went on to say, the only time I watch film is when the team is showing it to me. I never sit there and do it on my own. I asked Tom, who's guarding me? What type of defense do they play? And that's all I need to know.
Hey,
so he was
worked,
serious.
It's worked for him, too.
I know. Like, why does he care if people think he doesn't watch film? The guy's going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Doesn't matter. It's working.
Well, he gave you one more on how serious he is.
Coach threatened me now that I don't get my vet day anymore because I don't watch film. So, trust me, I watch so much film that, you know, my girlfriend gets mad at me. She freaking throws shit at me sometimes because I'm watching so much film.
Now he's messing around.
Now I don't know what's going on.
It's pretty funny. Right. Speaking of the Mannings, Peyton Manning has a new business. He's a whiskey-a-tour. I don't know what you would call it. He's got his own whiskey now. It's called Sweetens Cove. It's for a golf course where the ritual is you have a shot of whiskey before you start your round. So it goes for $200 a bottle. You in?
No.
You would be. G, you in? No, you like that stuff, don't you?
I like my Johnny Walker.
Okay.
My Jameson.
What is the name? Now that you said it's not a whiskey-a-tour, what is the name?
I kind of made
that
up.
Name for that.
I don't know.
What was the guy, Colum, up there at Bushmills, when we went to Bushmills? He was the...
What's the guy's... What are they called? A distiller?
My brain is like...
It's a whiskey sommelier.
A whiskey sommelier?
Yep.
A whiskey
sommelier? Well, that's what Peyton Manning is now.
Okay. He's a whiskey sommelier.
A sommelier, yes. And ESPN is reporting that the NHL did complete its gambling investigation of Evander Kane. A lot of allegations from his wife or ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife. I think they're going through a divorce now. Hmm. They said that they found no evidence that he bet on his team or any team in the NHL. They will continue to investigate other claims or accusations, but he is cleared from that, at least for now.
They did also find that the ex-wife is completely bat bleep crazy. So that was part of the investigation, so they found that out. And,
could be.
Yeah, could be. Seems like it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
The weather has actually improved tremendously from what the forecast said it was going to be, so much so that I've got the sun blaring on my face, and I've got the great Stephen Waldron saying, you got to tack up a sheet in there or something, because there's no blinds.
Yeah, you're all lit up, Biggs.
I know, I'm going to have to. So I've got somebody looking for a tablecloth, and I'm going to try to tack up a tablecloth.
That's what I had to do up in New Hampshire.
Whatever works, man, right? I am in the general manager of the Belport Country Club's office.
Yeah.
And they have a lot of weddings here, obviously. And his entire wall, every bit of the wall, is covered in pictures of bride and groom and the whole wedding photography at the country club. It's very nice photography. But all I could think of is, I'm like, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There's 12 couples up here. And what do you think I'm thinking of with these couples? How many of them are still together? What do you think?
And how many live in Sayville?
No. I'm not thinking about swinging with them.
Okay.
I'm thinking how many of them are still together out of the 12 that are on the wall. I mean, and if they are not still together, do you take those pictures down?
But why just those 12?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, it's just the odds of it. I don't know. I mean, maybe those were, like, the best weddings, the best pictures. I don't know. But I'm just thinking, like, because I'm staring at them. I'm seeing this one's kissing this one.
They could also be friends or relatives, right?
I don't think so, because it's all at the country club. Well, I guess it could be. But I don't believe that it's all friends and relatives, but yeah, it's a lot. I'm getting a lot of wedding vibes in here right now. I haven't been to a wedding, and I couldn't even tell you how long, which is probably, actually, you know what it was? It was Sydney and Matt's wedding. That's what it was.
That was the last wedding you were at?
That was the last wedding I was at. Yeah, I've only gained 40 pounds since then. So,
yeah, that was probably the best you ever looked as far as
yeah,
I was
it was.
Concerned.
No, it certainly
you,
was.
You and Gina looked like two models.
We did. We took lots of pictures that day.
Yes.
So we can reference back and show our children that we were not complete messes at one point in our life. Anyway, I wanted to. Gina still looks great. I do not. But I wanted to ask you, if you'd have one distraction, one NFL distraction, who would you pick? Would you rather have Zach Wilson's mom or Patrick Mahomes' brother?
Well, so Patrick Mahomes' brother goes to the Ravens game in Baltimore with Patrick Mahomes' wife.
Yeah, no, I can't
believe that they're even doing this.
Yeah, they're very close. Yeah,
yeah,
you
but
can
I
see
I,
them on
I,
TikTok.
So they got to be flying private to do all this stuff, to be going to these games and all this stuff. That's what I would imagine that they're doing. And with the money that Patrick's making, he probably has his own plane by now anyway. But I don't know why family members want to go to away games. I'd rather sit home and watch it on TV. I could see the whole game. I could watch the whole game. And then I'm going to go to my suite at the home games at Arrowhead Stadium.
I'll tell you why.
Because you're gonna deal with crazed drunk fans, especially if it's a Sunday or a Monday night game.
Yeah, I think that they're young. I mean, I started looking at their social media stuff a couple years ago when Patrick first burst on the scene, and it's before they had the kid, before they were married, everything else. And they seem to really crave the attention. That's what I think it is. Like me and you. You know, we're people who don't want to deal with any nonsense anymore. I mean, you get to a point in your life, you dealt with enough nonsense. I mean, even you with a couple decades older than me, I'm at the point where I'm done with dealing with the nonsense. I've had it.
Yes.
But they're very young. They love it. They love the attention. I mean, you're talking about, the husband and brother of one of the best, most celebrated athletes in the country.
Wife and brother.
Wife and brother of one of the most celebrated athletes in the country, and they love it. They love every bit of it. Like, come at us. It's freaking Patrick Mahomes out there, for crying out loud. So, and they love the attention. They're on social media constantly. It's all TikTok this, TikTok that. You know, and I just, they don't seem to have any regard for what Patrick thinks about it. If he does have negative thoughts about it, maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
Well, what they should appreciate and what Zach Wilson's mom should appreciate. Now, I don't think she's doing anything at this moment that is all that off, if you will. She's just doing what she's always done. But as far as, like, Patrick Mahomes and brother and his wife, like, now Patrick's got to answer questions about all this stuff.
Yeah,
and the interactions and what happened, and did your brother dump water on a Ravens fan? And
well, he did, right?
Yeah, he did. But it's like, so Patrick now has to deal with cleaning all that up. While they're all enjoying their lives because of the success that he has enjoyed.
Yeah, you really had it like perfect during your playing career, and nobody was messing with you, like, right? I mean, you had none of your family members. Now, I know that sometimes they go to games, they hear other stuff, but
yes.
I mean, nobody was a distraction for you at all.
Nah, I mean, there were a couple of tough times, early on in my Jet, not early on, probably in the middle of the Jet tenure, and then there was a year in Cincinnati that didn't go so well, 1992. That was a really, really tough year for everybody. And that was like Gunnar had been a year old. And, you know, we didn't know that he had CF at the time, but all we knew that he was having a lot of trouble. And that was a distraction. But then on top of it, you're losing as a football team. That makes it – that compounds the whole thing. So that's why I always try to remember that, you know, these players are human beings. These coaches are human beings. And when we start screaming about Luis Rojas getting fired and this one getting fired, you know, they got family members that are listening to all the same crap. And, you know, that's not – it's not an easy thing away from the field.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different, though, if you're dealing with a, you know, personal medical situation with a family member as opposed to, you know, someone on Instagram making a total fool
out of I didn't have to deal with any of that stuff.
No.
I didn't have to deal with any of that nonsense or any of that. And I remember, I think most of this stuff started when my kids were in college. You know, when the social media really started to hit, and they weren't really all that involved initially. But then, you know, as they got older and they started to get more involved, then they started to realize that there, you know, there are pitfalls with this stuff.
Yeah.
Significant pitfalls. Now, your kids are going to be a different story.
Oh, God. I am worried about that because it starts so young. Everybody's got the phone so young. I mean, if it were up to me, I mean, what's the youngest that a kid gets a cell phone these days? Like 10? Like, what is the age? I don't even know.
Well, most kids, I would think now, especially if you're in a car that has the ability for the kid to be distracted in the back seat by watching a cartoon on a screen or playing a game or on an iPad or whatever.
That's different. I mean, yeah, Sabrina will watch something on an iPad, but it's not like she's not scrolling through social media where, like, you have – all these things that you're supposed to be. Like, you're supposed to look like this. You're supposed to do this. You're somebody who's trashing you for a picture that you posted. Like, that's the stuff that, you know, that I would hope I could try to avoid with them. But it's going to happen with everybody.
You know what's amazing to me is that, like, sometimes you'll go on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
You go in the reels. You'll
You love those reels.
I do. You know, some of them are pretty good, especially with the dogs and stuff like that and the dancing. Yeah. But the amazing thing is how many, like kids are on there with their parents.
Yeah, yeah. Get a lot of that on TikTok as well. A little TikTok dance with the parents.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just a different world. You know, we're stepping into a different world, and it has a different effect on everybody. And these kids that are playing these days, whether it be in college now, or whether it be at the pro level, and dealing with all this other stuff that we never had to deal with. So Patrick Mahomes is actually answering questions at press conferences about his brother and his wife at a game. I never had to deal with that.
How did he answer it? I didn't hear him. How did he? I mean, did he deflect or?
Well, here it is right here. I'll read you exactly what he said. Obviously, it's something we don't necessarily do. Mahomes said Wednesday of the video showing Jackson's brother pouring water towards or on a fan during a confrontation Sunday night. There were things that were said to him, Patrick's fiance, Brittany Matthews, that you don't, you know, see in the clip. So now Patrick is saying other things that had happened.
Yeah.
Prior to the clip.
If I were him, I'd be like, I'm not addressing it. You know, family matter, I'm not going to address it. We're on to Cincinnati, wherever the hell they're playing. That's what I would say. I
mean, on to the Chargers.
On to the Chargers.
So you got a team, the Kansas City Chiefs, that can't, and Steve Spagnuolo's defense stinks again. Yep. You know, he had one of the worst defenses in NFL history at one time. They have given up over 200 yards in the ground in their first two games. So are they a Super Bowl team with that kind of defense?
No. I mean, that's what I've been saying for the first couple of weeks. This is what happens when you pay everybody on the offensive side of the ball and you try to do the bend but don't break defense and hope that your offense is better than everybody else. It doesn't work out. It doesn't work out that way. All right, I got to find a tablecloth and some push pins and see if I can get this whole thing corrected. We'll take a quick break.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.